What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, before your Q3 call, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Great. Did you include the differentiation angle the CMO asked for?
Already in there. Three angles no competitor's using right now. Just need your approval.
Approved. Thanks. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
He had, according to sources, scheduled a field office visit in Chicago, which FBI agents found really insulting. They felt like that was just a cover for him to be able to go see his girlfriend without any, you know, annoying questions from reporters.
All right, everybody, we have some good news and bad news. The bad news is that we have a highly incompetent FBI director named Kash Patel, who is using the office to enrich himself, to fly around the country on taxpayer dollars to visit his girlfriend and go to her concert, and overall make the country a less safe place. But the good news is that this very same Kash Patel was called to the White House yesterday while he was on the tarmac about to take off in a taxpayer-funded jet to go visit his girlfriend in Chicago, where I live and record. As he was about to take off, the plane was commandeered back. He was escorted back to the White House and subsequently screamed at by Trump officials who are incredibly pissed off at his behavior. You want to know what Kash Patel was just posting on Twitter 24 hours ago? He said, "My jet ski is gold-plated, dumbass. Your job is to lie. Mine is to protect the American people, and business is good." What an absolutely insane post from our FBI director in response to an article that's titled, "Kash Patel Can't Count on Trump's Protection Forever." Well, this article aged well over the past day. Kash Patel's tweet aged poorly because he can't count on Trump's protection. Trump made him cancel his flight, called him back to the White House, and he subsequently got screamed at. The very same Kash Patel that in 2023, before taking power, said this about the former FBI director.
"There," and I'm not saying take all their funding. I'm not the defund everything guy. I'm just saying Chris Ray doesn't need a government-funded G5 jet to go to vacation. Maybe we ground that plane. $15,000 every time it takes off. Just a thought.
Well, Kash Patel has used taxpayer-funded jets to do a historic amount of travel across the country to visit his girlfriend, to see her concerts. He would even use the Secret Service as an Uber for his girlfriend and her drunk friends while they were in Nashville. All of this reporting has been publicly available for a while, but it's now coming to a climax as they had to scream at Kash Patel over this BS. Here's the scoop. FBI Director Kash Patel was summoned to the White House by frustrated Trump advisors today. He had to cancel his jet trip to see his girlfriend play at the Country Music Festival in Chicago from the tarmac. He had to cancel the trip from the tarmac. And honestly, good. You can just picture the scene. An excited Kash Patel sitting there right about to take off to Chicago on taxpayer dollars, telling his girlfriend he'll be there soon. Then he gets a call from the White House saying the plane must be returned back. He gets commandeered back. He gets taken to the White House and subsequently screamed at. This is happening at the exact same time that Trump is furious. He is fuming, according to Caitlin Collins, that the reports of the security concerns surrounding the $400 million gift from Qatar have been made public. He was embarrassed and angry when it became public that the plane was not equipped enough to be flown directly from the NATO summit over to the United Kingdom. I've been covering this story over the past few days. As Donald Trump's war with Iran has been escalating, there are more and more security guarantees, and guess what? The plane that we spent all this money refurbishing is not safe. Friend of the show Ahmed Baba says, "Everyone knew there were security concerns with the Qatari plane. National security experts were all talking about it the moment the plane broke news last year, the gift. This should not be surprising at all. Trump constantly ignores the truth and lashes out when reality sets in, and that's what we're seeing with Kash Patel right now. Even a quick fun fact, yesterday was the last day of Donald Trump's Great American State Fair. It's kind of weird, right? We all thought it ended on July 4th, but no, he kept it going until July 10th. By July 10th, the entire thing was falling apart at the seams. You can see cracks breaking, leaks, the wallpaper falling off. A lot of the buildings look like they got a bite taken out of them. Styrofoam dripping, paint dripping, all of this stuff just absolutely falling apart. And it was like this the entire time. Look at this. The program yesterday was entirely postponed on the final day as well. It says the Great American State Fair has been postponed. Please make your way safely and carefully to the nearest exit. Dude, they've been doing this like once a day throughout the event. So on the final day, they had to postpone the entire event. Everything is turning to shit. And this brings us back around to Kash Patel. Let me show you all the source article from MS Now that breaks down the huge controversy that he's in. And by the way, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. It genuinely means the world. And it truly does help us fight back against these lies told by the political establishment, told by the right-wing media. We want to bring the truth. And here's the truth. FBI Director Kash Patel abruptly canceled a planned flight on Friday to see his girlfriend in Chicago this weekend after top administration officials, frustrated with Patel, summoned him to the White House, according to two people with knowledge of the exchange. The precise reasons that Patel's political bosses demanded he cancel his trip and report to the West Wing are unclear, but we can like reasonably assume it's his abuse of taxpayer dollars, his rampant drinking, allegedly, within the first year of his tenure. Within the first year, there were reports that they had to request a SWAT team battering ram because they could not access Kash Patel. He was sleeping in a room and he wouldn't wake up. They were worried about him. They thought something happened. So they requested this battering ram, but they didn't have to use it because he woke up at the very last minute. This guy is like a drunk, incompetent asshole. I have friends that just graduated from college that are drinking on weekends and they're still not this incompetent. I swear to God. Okay, to continue right here. Some found it confounding that the FBI director was leaving town amid the recent revival of the war with Iran and alleged threats against the president's life, according to a person familiar with efforts to help Patel rebuild trust with the White House. So just think about this. As Donald Trump's jet is putting him in direct danger, as the Iran war is escalating, and as everybody across the administration is declaring that there is like an assassination plot against Trump, they're not like always openly saying it, but Trump keeps repeating this line about how dangerous his life is, how they need to switch jets because everything is dangerous. As all of this is happening, the FBI director is focused on planning a trip to Chicago, which, listen, I live and record in Chicago. I love the city. But dog, focus on your job. He's trying to go to Chicago to go to his girlfriend's concert. Get out of here. So some found it confounding that the FBI director was leaving town amid the recent revival of the war with Iran and threats against the president's life. Other sources cited two unforced errors by Patel that created bad optics for the Trump administration. The first being his early morning tweet bashing MS Now for its coverage of the high-flying lifestyle in which he said, "My jet ski is gold-plated, dumbass." I showed you guys this earlier, but with all this new context in mind, can we just revisit this tweet and how out of touch it is? How dumb it is? He said, "Nah, my jet ski is gold-plated, dumbass. Your job is to lie. Mine is to protect the American people." Well, guess what? You're not doing a good job of protecting the American people, and you're doing a great job at lying. So Kash Patel has everything distorted. And plus, why is our FBI director bragging about his gold-plated jet ski? Am I living in some sort of alternate reality? What the hell is happening? This should be a fireable offense immediately. I even quote tweeted the story and I said, "Kash Patel, you got to check in with me if you're going to step foot in Chicago." I'm being like half sarcastic here. I thought it was funny. But to continue with the story, the second misstep, the people familiar with the sources said, was that extensive reports by MS Now and other news outlets about taxpayers footing the bill for Patel's globe-trotting ultimately spurred formal questions from a Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley, who is a critical ally of Donald Trump. On Thursday, MS Now reported exclusively that Grassley had first asked Patel in a May letter about his use of the FBI jet and his decision to purchase luxury armored BMWs so he could travel more discreetly in the Washington, D.C. area. It doesn't sound doesn't sound like those vehicles are very discreet. In a separate letter, congressional Democrats said they'd received information that Patel was demanding that FBI staff arrange special perks on his official trips, including a jet ski excursion and a helicopter tour. The FBI has disputed that and said Patel has complied with federal rules pertaining to his travel. But remember, Kash Patel purged all of the people from the FBI in the first few months who were trying to report his behavior and only appointed loyalists around him who will endlessly back him up. Watch this clip of the author of this article breaking
down. Well, so what were the circumstances, as best you can tell from your reporting, about how this was communicated to Patel? And then did he go to the White House?
He did. In fact, according to our reporting and our sources, he was basically commandeered back to the White House with plans to spend all of the day there. You know, Chris, when we first started this reporting, we were looking at, confirming, corroborating reports that he was scheduled to go to Chicago to visit his girlfriend. It's become a familiar pattern that he takes his jet to go see his girlfriend perform at various events. And this time it was at a country music street festival in Chicago, which is hosted in the parking lot of a large Chicago stadium. He was going to go to that event. He had, according to sources, scheduled a field office visit in Chicago, which FBI agents found really insulting. They felt like that was just a cover for him to be able to go see his girlfriend without any, annoying questions from reporters. That's how we started our day of reporting. But then we learned from our sources that on the tarmac this morning, Kash Patel was in a panic. He had to cancel the trip. He had to get to the White House stat because he was being ordered to come back basically to the principal's office to answer some questions and do some work. And there were a number of reasons. I have to tell you, I wish I knew precisely which one was the most important. And we don't know that yet, Chris. But you can imagine the three that you listed, right? We're at war with Iran. Iran tries to kill the president by recruiting people in the United States to kill him here. Number two, he tweeted a very strange thing at MS Now about calling one of our columnists a dumbass and bragging about a jet ski that was gold plated. And then third, the reason is that we've heard is that, one of Trump's most important and reliable allies in the Senate, Republican Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, is now frustrated with Patel and trying to get answers to questions about the expenses of his travel to Milan, why he purchased BMWs that were armor plated.
This is all effing insane. This is our FBI director. He is not prioritizing anything that he's supposed to be. And at the same time, I found this reporting interesting while I was researching for this video. Since 2023, the very same FBI has been investigating a senior Republican congressional staffer over suspicions that they were acting as a foreign agent on behalf of, guess which country? Qatar, the same country that gifted Donald Trump the jet that is now bringing security concerns that Kash Patel is ignoring to go to Chicago. As part of the previously unreported probe, the DOJ ordered Apple to provide extensive information on the staffer, including their location history, emails, iMessages, and other texts from encrypted apps. To keep the investigation secret, the Justice Department also ordered the tech giant to stay quiet about the extent of the surveillance for at least 5 years. That means the suspect wouldn't find out about the investigation until August of 2029, which is kind of wild. But at the same time, Kash Patel is not doing his job. You know what the most offensive part about all of it is? Obviously, it's all very offensive, but the most offensive part about all of it is that Kash Patel was using the FBI job in the field office in Chicago as a vague excuse that was kind of just shitty. A shitty excuse to say he was going to Chicago for a field office visit, but it was all just a cover-up because he wanted to see his girlfriend's concert. So he's using taxpayer dollars. He's using the office of the FBI. Hell, if he did go to that concert, he would have to have protection. There would have to be escorts, like Secret Service escorts, helping him out. That's more money that has to be spent. This is all disgusting, despicable, and an obscene level of corruption that makes us all less safe. Like, even if we remove the taxpayer dollars for a second, which we shouldn't because that's a big part, but even if we push that aside, This is putting us all in danger. There are security threats to our nation that are real. Like, security threats are real, whether we like it or not. And Kash Patel is ignoring that shit, making us all less safe. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I love each and every single one of you. Peace out.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.